No.
And
no.
We swipe onto a little video that this person had made.
Oh,
and
no.
fully aware that this video was showing for the entire table of coworkers.
Oh my
he
God.
He lets the video play.
No.
And the video ends with him eating it.
Oh,
and
wow.
We all watched.
Boys' brains are truly an enigma, all right?
Oh, I'm already concerned.
I know.
I don't think I understand men even at all.
That's fine.
What can we help you with, ladies?
I support your life, but I'm judging you.
Because I'm thinking of pee in the mouth, and I think people care about such things.
Pee in the mouth.
I like to think.
Let's lock in no. We both went there.
No, lock in yes. I don't know. Oh, my God.
My heart rate, it's like
same.
Spiking. I'm like.
Increasing. I knew it.
I'm so mad at how gross this is.
Wrecked people wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in a fucking book. Wrecked people
wrecked people.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to
Game Day.
Get wrecked. We need a theme song like they
have. Wait, yeah, we do have it. Yeah, we should.
I up until 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago when I went to a baseball game,
yeah.
I thought that U of M was the only place.
Really?
I thought that was our
did you ever go to
a song.
Like a high school football game or high school basketball game or anything?
I went. I was like making up with boys in the corner.
Oh my God.
Like,
anyway, welcome to Get Wrecked, everybody.
Occurring.
On that note, welcome to Get Fucking Wrecked.
Get Wrecked.
This is the podcast where we hurt our own feelings and embarrass our contestants every mother effing week to get to the bottom of you all's most savage questions. We make our lives worse so yours can get better.
I am Courtney.
I am Eric. And
Hey.
Everyone, if you're listening to this right now, back up and pause. Go and follow and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on right now. Apple, Spotify, wherever the heck.
Apple.
Leave a rating or review.
All those
we
extras.
Appreciate it. And yes, ma'am.
A raving review.
And yes, ma'am. This is the last time you all will see me in this location because I am moving. Bitch. I don't, listen.
Ooh.
I'm having the week of my life. I am blooming. I literally have been like containing myself in the beginning of this show. I know I containing myself, meaning I was just literally screaming at the top of my lungs. But I don't think I've been happier in like years. Like this is just like exactly the type of shit that I want to be doing all the fucking time. The podcast is going great. I'm moving into a brand new apartment. My current dream apartment right now. I just wrapped a big movie.
Yet.
Like, I'm so...
It was his birthday?
On my fucking birthday, I was on set starring in a movie.
Please survive the 27 Club. Don't die.
I literally did not know about this until the day of my birthday. And everyone was, like, naming all of these people that died on their 27th birthday. And I'm just like, okay, well, I guess I got to be super careful.
Hey, man.
Just kidding. It's
we'll
the
be on a good day,
crazy.
Just so you know. Everybody dies this year.
No one really makes it out. The most spectacular people, aka me, always die at this year.
Yes.
So I have
Beyonce
to keep my
made
eye
it.
Out. Beyonce did make it. Okay. This is fun. We have to get on to confessions. People want to hear the fucking episode. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Yes.
I came home last weekend from being away from vacation and I found a rotted avocado on my shelf.
Ooh.
And it added mold to the side of my cabinet.
Wait.
What do I do? Do I tell my roommate?
Wait, like the mold went up the side of the cabinet?
Yeah, I think it was like it molded and then it got on the walls.
Take it to the grave. There are certain things. Listen, I've had roommates. This is my last two
you said this before.
Days. This is my last 48 hours of having roommates. But I've had roommates.
Bye, bitches.
Right, exactly. I've had roommates for the last... Five years. I've had five roommates. And I can tell you right now, there are certain things that just don't need to be said. There are certain things that don't need to be aired out in the open. You can lie. You can keep some things from your roommates. You can take some things straight to the grave.
This is when Eric does approve
I
of
do
lying.
Approve of lying here. Understand that you are being a fucking asshole, but that's okay. It is necessary. Here's the thing. I never said I don't approve of lying. I always approve of lying. It is being honest with yourself while you're lying. You are being deceitful right now. Bitch, be honest with yourself. You are being a trash ass hoe, but do you want to be a trash ass hoe that just got cussed out by your roommates for being dirty?
Right.
No. Be a trash ass hoe alone.
Skirt on out.
Yeah.
Do you want to just dip it on by? I feel like I've definitely done this myself before too, and more than once.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Give me one of yours.
Okay. So on brand for today's episode that you guys will all hear about soon, I decided to use exclusively confessions that were sent in by boys, which was hard because most of our confessions sent in by girls, but I found a couple that I really like. Okay. So this first one, he says, I sometimes masturbate to my aunts.
Say that again.
I sometimes masturbate to my aunts. Family members, your mother's or father's sister.
I think that we should move on now.
Can you imagine like flicking the bean to your uncle? Think about that. I want you to picture it.
No. Like, no, I actually don't want to. This has got to be a bit. Whichever one of you fuckers.
No, like this, this person who sent it to me, obviously anonymous, they don't lie very often, especially about things like this. I think they're very serious.
This is your friend.
Plead the fifth.
Your friend.
I plead the fifth. It's anonymous. I can't say Courtney.
Believes in incest.
I can't say Courtney.
Your friend
anonymous.
Believes in incest.
No, I don't think it's incest. Is it incest if you're just thinking about it? I think it's fantasized incest for sure.
Eric, I want you to just lean a little bit closer into the mic and just say that one more time.
I don't think
so
I want to.
Everybody know.
I don't think I want to. I was working something out in my own head, okay? I was working something
and
out.
You spoke too soon.
Okay, moving on. What's yours?
My best friend started dating a girl who looks like my ex-girlfriend, and I don't know how to tell him that it makes me feel kind of uncomfortable that I think she's really hot.
Oh, there's a few things in this. First of all, okay, your best friend chose to date someone who looks just like your ex-girlfriend.
Well, no, that's probably not intentional.
Well, maybe not intentional, but now you'll have to live with the fact in your brain forever that your best friend probably was super attracted to your girlfriend.
Oh, no, 100%. 100%.
Like, he wanted to fuck your girlfriend.
For the entire time.
The entire time, and got literally, like, the first chance they got to pretend they're fucking your girlfriend, they took it. So, remember that.
Oh, he definitely was masturbating.
Yeah.
He was masturbating to the idea of you guys fucking.
Yeah,
I don't
just
know, now
that.
Just do the same thing. You know what I mean? Simple solutions.
Honestly, yeah. Now you have to deal
Hard
with the
problem,
fact.
Hard problem, simple solutions.
Yeah, now you have to deal with the fact that your friend is dating a clone of your ex. And that's okay. You can't do shit about it. What are you going to do? Tell him to break up?
It's not going to last.
It's not going to last anyway. Nothing fucking lasts. Love is a lie. Everything is dead.
Love is a lie.
So I would say just like get a couple of nuts off on this and just like call it a day. Go to therapy about it. There's not much you can do about this one. Sorry. we're not very helpful.
And we just get more and more toxic.
Yeah,
it's every
true.
Week. We're like, yeah.
Yeah. All the right, happier we get, one. The sadder we want you guys to get. Now we get to get on with
it's
this
the episode?
Goddamn episode. I'm so pumped. Okay, so it's part two time, guys. Part fucking two. The second part of our
and
two-part
pause
episode.
Pause right now. If you haven't listened
to
this
true.
One, I think you should listen to last week's episode first.
Yeah, they're both really, really fucking funny.
We might recall.
Yeah, we might bring some stuff back. We might have some spoilers. So spoiler alert ahead of time. Go back and listen to the last episode. It is funny as shit. It was called For the Boys, which means this week, as you can probably guess, is called For the Girls.
For the Girls.
The Girls, everyone. Okay, so
give it to us.
Ladies, women, this one is for you. Boys' brains are truly an enigma, all right? It's like spilled milk and spaghetti in there, and it takes a village to crack the fucking code. That's why we're here, Okay, get wrecked mm-hmm. to save the fucking day.
Get wrecked.
What do women want to know about the minds of boys and men? Are there things mm-hmm. men know women don't know about them? What can we help you with, ladies? Because these boys out here, their brains are fucking insane. And we know that there's things mm-hmm. you want to know from the minds, from straight from the minds of a bunch of anonymous guys. We asked like 20 guys mm-hmm. a bunch of questions, and they all got back, well, a lot, some of them got back to us. I'll get into that when we go to the episode because it's I have a lot of things to say.
No. I'm already concerned.
I know. But let's figure this shit out. Courtney, are you ready?
I mean, I don't think so, but let's go.
Yeah. Some of the responses in here will give you a nice little shock. a nice little shock. But I'm ready to bring these people in. Let's bring in our panel of women that can play this game. Woo! See ya.
All right, back with our lovely, beautiful guests that I believe in way more than last week.
Yeah. It's really nice to have a break from the testosterone. It's really, really nice.
Yeah, that was a lot. It was overwhelming.
But now we're in better company. I'm not going to lie, it is better. Better company.
I'm coming in with way less judgment.
Before we get into the game, we're going to introduce, this is a Team Eric, Team Coco episode. So we're going to introduce Team Eric and Team Coco. I think last week I let you go first, Courtney. Not this week.
Definitely went first last week.
Wait.
Last week you said, direct quote, the winning team is going to go first. So Team Eric is going to go.
Sorry, I black out. I black out every episode. I have no idea what's up. You know, this week I will let you go. You know what? This will be the first week.
Thank you.
Team Coco.
All right. Team Coco, we have Julianne and Meredith.
Hey.
I can't even get myself to say the winning team because I'm just so not competitive. Okay, the winning team. Let's do it.
Humility's key, you know?
Yeah, let's say like your name, where you're from. And Courtney, do you have any idea for
Do you put on your pizza?
Yeah, I'll go first. Hi, my name is Meredith. I'm from Michigan. I'm based in Brooklyn. And I had burrata on my pizza recently. It was really great. It's simple, fresh, delectable, easy, tasty.
I'm Julianne. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Now I'm based in Los Angeles. This is actually a really big question for me because I like anything on my pizza. And a lot of times people say that they like anything on their pizza and they're lying, because then I ask them if they want to have mushrooms or olives or pineapple. Mm-hmm. And they're always like, except those. So my answer is anything.
Yeah, a true anything without any lies.
Authentic.
What about any combination though? Like, would you put all three of those things on the pizza at the same time?
Would that be my first choice? No, but would I do that and eat it happily? Yes.
I'm also an authentic anything on pizza person. I will eat absolutely anything on a garbage can. So, Team Eric, let's go. Come on, y'all. Let's start off. Who wants to start it out?
Hey, I'm Emma Jo Boyden. I am from Reno, Nevada, but I currently live in Chicago. I'm going to join Team Everything on Pizza. I feel very strongly that pineapple does belong on pizza. But I'm going to, here's my hot take on pizza. I don't think it's actually pizza unless there's a red sauce involved. And I feel very strongly. Like a marinara type. Because here's the deal. If you've got like a white sauce, I know a pesto, to me that becomes flatbread, which is a different.
That's a flatbread. Yeah.
It's not pizza. Science. And so I'll put anything on it, but we need a red sauce if I'm going to call it pizza.
Understood.
I will also gladly eat a flatbread, but I want to define. Okay.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. Oh, I'll still eat it, but I'm not going to call it pizza.
If they say, would you like this pizza with white sauce? You would just be like, huh?
But also,
can I speak to your chef, but also bring me three?
Okay, I'm Blair. I'm from Michigan. I'm currently living in Michigan. Woo. And this is very controversial. So like, leave now if you love pizza. Honestly, I'm vegan. So like, my pizza choices are horrendous. Like, it's actually depressing to eat pizza as a vegan. And so my honest, like, go-to, like, when I go to a pizza place is to order, and I quote, just the bread. Like, I order breadsticks, but it's, like, just bread and marinara sauce. And it's just...
No.
Listen, y'all.
Like Blair. Me with a huge pizza box, but there's only bread.
You guys, Blair is one of my oldest, closest friends, and I have told her for years that she is doing this to her damn self. You chose this life. You chose sadness and depression.
Do you have to get it without butter, too? Like, no butter, no cheese?
No butter, no cheese.
She can't have butter.
She's
vegan.
Like, literally depressing.
I'm sorry.
I will also say oil and salt.
No, that's too much. That's too much flavoring.
Oh my God.
Based on Emma's definition of pizza, you're still eating pizza.
You're still eating pizza.
That's pizza.
If we're using, you know, my universal definition of pizza, you're good to go.
Science.
So maybe we are all more so on the same page than we thought that we were.
We're all the same.
Are we, though?
Thank you, Blair, for bringing back the competition into our lives, because it is time to get down to business. Now they've introduced our teams.
We have our game, which they do not know the rules this week, and I was very subtle with what I gave my guests.
So they have no idea what's going on. So before we give you the actual down dirty rules, we're going to give you the overview of what we are doing. Our big question for the week, okay? So, ladies, women, we love you. We love you so much. Last week, we had on 4 boys. We asked a panel of 20 women to answer a lot of questions about the minds of women. And we had those boys see if they could educate themselves, is what we'll call it. Educate themselves on what they are lacking and what they are missing. This week, we are switching it up. There's nothing that you all need to know for your own good, okay? These men are basic. You know the basics. What we do want to help you with is to understand the absolute spaghetti noodle enigma that is the brain of boys, because there are certain things that we need you to know to protect yourselves, okay? And to go into the world ready to take these motherfuckers on, okay? So that is what we are doing. We asked a panel of like 20 guys some very personal questions about the inner workings of their brain, and we're going to battle it out to see what you ladies know, what you don't know, what men wish you knew, and we're going to get down to the deep and dirty business of their enigmas. All right?
my heart rate, it's like spiking. I'm like
rapidly increasing. Yeah.
Do these 20 men know who I am? Just one.
No.
Blair thought you were getting exes. Blair was like, you're getting people from the past.
I was like, change my name.
That's why she asked about the last name.
And again,
I'm on
these
Team
questions,
Blair now. Yeah, I love the last name.
Also, this is for you. This episode is called For the Girls. So this is all questions about boys to see if you guys know things about men and things about how men think. So we didn't ask them any questions about how girls think. That was last week's episode. This week is for you guys, for your brains, for your information. There's 3 categories, unknowns, day-to-day, and I'm going to barf. And we're going to ask you these questions one by one.
I think the day-to-day will make me barf.
It wrong.
Day-to-day will absolutely make you barf.
Honestly,
well,
probably.
I thought you said, I'm going to fart. And I was like,
No. Not gonna fart. We promise you none of you are going to fart when you answer these questions. But also, if you get the answers wrong, if your team gets the answer wrong, the other team gets a chance to steal. You do get to talk
Meredith
about...
So Meredith and I get to confer. Okay.
Yes, you get to converse.
Yeah, y'all get to confer.
Just a quick overview of the rules. You get to converse about all of your answers with each other, with your team. The other team sits back and watches and tries to keep a poker face. If you get the answer wrong, the other team gets to answer the question, gets a chance to answer the question. Mm-hmm. At the end, we'll tally up all the answers and the best team shall win. And you win bragging rights.
Yay.
Your faces.
I'm nervous.
They're
I'm
so pressed.
Okay.
Are we ready for round number 1?
Yeah.
Right, team Co-
ready as we'll ever be.
First question. Boys would rather A, their date be late for the date because they took extra time to get ready, or B, their date to be on time for the date but look a mess because they didn't have time to freshen up.
Oh, A, easy. Sorry, I mean, Julianne, do you want to confer?
Yeah, I mean, my impulse is A, but I don't think I understand men even at all.
That's fine.
I have no faith that my impulse is right.
I think we're A. I think we're okay. A for this one. Okay. Right?
I guess.
Are you gonna lock it in?
We're locking it in. All right.
And the answer is A, because boys are trash.
Oh my god. Yeah, I just assume I picked something shallow.
It's something shallow. It's something simple. I wrote that question because I wanted to know for myself. Mm-hmm. And now that we got the answer with such rigorous confirmation, it just, you know, we know exactly
I've never been on time to anything in my life, so it's great news for me.
That's why we have color people time, because like we show up an hour late, but we look amazing. So who cares?
That's it. Glowing, the best perfume, the fur jackets.
Yeah.
There are a couple of highlights from some of the boys for this question. God. Some of the boys, Courtney, do you want to go over them? Do you want to say what some of the boys said?
Oh my God, sure. One of them was, I'll also be late and looking good, and I'll also be stoned, so.
Trash.
Another one. Trash. Take your time, BB. And it's like, why does someone think that that's supportive? No, why does someone think that that's kind? Like, it's too much.
Can you send us a list of the names with like the worst answers, just so we know
who to avoid
at all costs?
Like dodgeball, like a big game of dodgeball.
These were all pretty insane, but we're moving on to the next one in unknowns. And Team Eric, it is your moment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay,
yes.
Emma and Blair. Okay, a PG-13 question coming in. Mm. When going down on a boy, they prefer A, eye contact, B, staring at the ween, C, laser focus, D, crazed BJ mania that gets the job done.
Look at Emma's face.
I'm torn. Here's the deal. I felt very strongly about the answer, and then we got to option D, and I was like, maybe.
Okay. What does that mean about the eyes?
Can we clarify the laser focus option?
Mm-hmm.
Is that like
laser focus was different than eye contact?
Yeah, different than eye contact. And different than option B. Yeah, like the that was option B.
The thing is, we gave them the exact answers that we wrote out.
So it's whatever they interpreted.
It's like if guttily, that's what it, yeah, whatever
that
you
was
think
their
you
guttural reaction. Mm-hmm.
I feel very strongly that it's A or D.
I know for a fact it's A.
You do?
Are we speaking from experience?
She did her own poll.
I actually am very innocent. I've never done anything like that in my life. But I do know for a fact.
We don't know your last name.
You know for a fact that I mean, I'll be honest.
I know
it was my
1,000%.
Initial, like, it's definitely A. But here's the deal. Are men attracted to the word of like mania, get the job done? Like, would they have been drawn to that? You don't think? Okay.
They want to see you.
I trust Blair. I'm happy to lock in A.
And okay. A little wink at the end. A little wink.
A with a wink. Okay. The correct answer for this question was not A. All right, everyone.
Okay, you have B, staring at the ween, C, laser focus, and D, crazed blowjob mania that gets the job done.
None of these answers. Oh, well, actually, I think there was one answer. Only one of these questions had a unanimous answer. This answer was not unanimous. There are some boys that had at least one boy said all of these, but the majority of the boys said one of these.
Is this a ranking system? Is this like the mayoral election in New York? Julian, my thinking here is that we pick it just like you picked the first question, which is just me thinking like my dumbest, most like lowest common denominator self. And that would be D. Also, there's something ironic about it being D. Like
I also really think it's D. I think it's D. I've thought it was D from the get-go.
Are we locking in? We good?
Yeah.
Are you locking that in?
We got it.
All right, everyone. The answer for this question was D. Crazed BJ mania that gets the job done.
There we go. It's answer D.
And then some highlights, because all of these boys, because they all put
all
in
these boys have
the
only
end.
Watched porn. They've never gotten a
These highlights
are crazy.
Horrifying. Oh, they're not
so
crazy.
The amount,
they're horrifying.
Yeah. So the amount of times that these boys texted me the words sloppy toppy in relation to this question.
What does that mean?
Can we clarify? Insane. Can we provide
sloppy toppy? So just like use your imagination in terms of crazed BJ mania. Mm. So head is the top of your body. So head, top, sloppy toppy, sloppy head, crazed BJ mania. Someone said, too much eye contact is kind of psycho vibe.
Wait, and then the final one. But sometimes I like to pretend it's someone else because variety helps.
Yeah, someone did say that as well.
We need the name of that person.
We need the name. We need to contact their girlfriend.
All right. Next up, guys. We have 2 points on the board, though. Congratulations, Team Coco. Team Eric, I need you to pull it together.
Let me just say, Eric, I had it. Talk me out of it. And Claire, I'm here for you, but we gotta talk, okay?
Okay, all right, Emma, I'm gonna trust your judgment. I apologize. I forgot how trash men are, so.
I sure didn't.
All right, question number 3. Team Coco, do men care if squirting fluid is pee or not?
It's yes just no. a yes, yes or no, no question. Excuse, mm-hmm. Like, do they care?
No, they don't care. No way they care. No way.
Oh my God. I'm in disagreement. Julianne, think about this. The nastiest nasties, like if you're going down on someone and there's like, they think it's vagina fluid and then someone's pissing in your mouth, that's a very different experience.
But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that there's like a debate these days.
About squirting is just pee.
And men are doing the debate. The boys are the ones doing the debate.
Yeah, and so the question is, they're debating which one it is. And at the end of the day, do they really care? And I think they don't really care. I think the event itself is exciting to them.
Okay, I really think they do in this case. Because I'm thinking of pee in the mouth. And I think people care about such things.
I like to think
even the worst of the worst would care about there being piss in their mouth. When they think it's something else.
Is it in any situation, like when they're going down on them or when they're having sex? Like, what is the situation?
It's just, we gave them clarifications. One thing. So what do men feel inside when they
say
this?
Say the question one more time.
Yeah, slowly through.
Do men care if squirting fluid is pee or not? Yes or no?
Okay, Julianne, what do you want to do?
A quick reference for this one. Because it is a yes or no answer, if you get it wrong, the other team will automatically get the point.
All right, I'm going to go with yes, but maybe I'm thinking too highly of these people. If you feel really strongly about no, I'll go your way. Totally.
What I'm trying to decide is whether I feel stronger about my answer or the feeling that I might get if I've led us astray. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that. I'll argue this. If we pick yes, that they would care if there's pee in their mouth, I have no regrets.
Okay, then you know what? I will go with you because I would have regrets.
I was hoping the best of people, you know? Okay. I wouldn't regret that. Frame the question again.
Do men care if squirting fluid is pee or not, yes or no?
Apparently we're going with yes, they care.
All right, is it locked in?
We'll go with no.
All right. And the answer is no.
Of course
they don't care. Men are insane.
You gotta go with your gut. I have a last minute change of heart.
They don't care.
They're monsters.
I know for work. This has been said to me at least 3 separate occasions. I have asked, just out of curiosity, just friends or guys that I was sleeping with. And they were like, no, because it's the bragging rights. Like, to be able to leave the room and say that they made someone squirt, they're not going to care whether or not it's pee because they're not going to tell anyone else about it. They're just going to say that they made someone squirt.
They're not going to, clarify that there was pee.
Yeah, they're not going to ask you. Like, if you're like, I actually think that I maybe pee. They'd be like, stop. No, stop. You squirt?
I made you squirt.
I made you squirt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. That's, I feel very strongly about that.
And here are things. One, no, it's literally hot as shit regardless. Two, pee is hydrating. And then God bless this one singular man said, yes, ew.
One man. We need his number. Wait.
Yeah. Literally, fuck the game. This could just turn into a very in-depth conversation as to why straight men are scary. But we must
but
continue.
At this point, Team Eric has to bring it back. We have to bring it back.
I would just like to say that Team Coco has been given yes or no questions both times. And that's easier than what
we did. Well, do you want to know what's about to happen? You're about to get a yes or no.
Thank God.
Here
complained.
We go. It's also the very last question
you,
in the
Karen.
Category unknowns.
No. The end.
Team Eric, your question is, and this one was not unanimous, very close on this one. Do most men really prefer the classic cool, chill girl to watch sports with, drink beer with? Y'all know the one. Yes. Or no?
Do they really prefer her?
Okay.
Honestly, Emma, I'm going to go to you for this, but I feel like it's no, because I feel like guys are super into girls who are like a lot of work and very stressful and like high maintenance.
Yeah, it breaks my heart because I am the girl that watches sports and drinks beer, so I'm getting fucked on this question. But I don't think they actually prefer us.
A reminder, this question, because it's a yes or no, just like the last question, if you get it wrong, the point automatically goes to the other team.
Those stakes are so high. Blair, you
they both have covered their mouths and they are not saying it either.
I feel like no. I still feel strongly
okay,
no.
Okay. Let's lock in no. We both went there.
No, lock in yes.
I don't know.
Oh my God. 5 seconds. Five seconds. Four.
Locked
three.
In.
Okay.
Yes, lock it in.
It's locked in. The answer for this question was. Yes.
Yes. Oh my God.
By a slim margin.
Yes.
The answer was
really
yes.
This.
The highlights for this one were all over the place. Boys said, they had a lot to say about this one. So one person who said no said, cool, chill girls are part of the guys generally. I don't want to bang a guy. Someone else said, who also said no, I can do that with my bros. Give me the girly girl. And then someone who said yes, they can drink a beer, watch sports with their bros, and they prefer
like
the girly girl.
Jerk. Okay.
Oh, God. And then someone who said yes, because I can be in a serious relationship, but also be best friends and chill and have a good time. And that sounds nice.
Aww. My consensus on this, and I'm happy I agree with Team Eric, that they think the answer is yes.
But it's actually
but the answer is no.
I think
like
Blair's
every single
totally
time
right.
I've ever been around any of my guy friends and they could like look at like their girlfriends who are just being cool and chill. But then they see the girl with like the nails done and the short like dress and the beat face. And I'm like, you just said you didn't like that about 10 minutes ago.
Right.
And now that's who you're going on a date with. But moving on.
Yes.
Next one. Most boys believe the appropriate time for a white lie to a girl is. You've got to get both of these answers to earn the point, by the way.
There are two correct answers.
So if you get one of the answers right, but not the other answer, we're going to pass it on to the other team and we're not going to say which one you got, when you got right.
What?
So A, never are you trying to die. B, to boost your ego. C, to avoid a pointless argument. And D, when talking about his ex.
That's hard.
I think I'm going to go B and C.
That was also my impulse was B
okay,
and
that's
C.
Okay, that's
will
that's
you
the
read
impulse.
C one more time?
Yes.
And D, actually.
To avoid a pointless argument and when talking about his ex.
What's B again?
B is to boost her ego.
I think it's got to be B, no question.
I think B and C. Are you have the same inkling? The only variant could be D.
Yeah, but
we know it's not never.
When she read B and C, I was like, it's gotta be those.
Also, C kind of incorporates D.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think B and C.
All right.
You're
locking
it
in? We're locking it in.
All right, and Team Coco just glides through with the correct answers again.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And to slightly avoid sweeping the game. Argument.
Here we go. Okay, Team Eric, I believe in you. You are several points behind, but you can bring it back. Mm-hmm. You can.
Okay. I'm far behind.
Okay. How many times have most men seen their best guy friends naked in their whole life?
Oh.
A, more than 10. B, once or twice. C, 2 to 10. D, more than 30.
This is a hard one.
That is a hard one.
I feel like it's B or C.
See, I was leaning between 2 to 10 because I feel like it hasn't been one time.
No, I don't think it's been one time.
Because
it's their entire life. We specified that.
C is 2 to 10.
C is 2 to 10. Yeah. B is only 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm. One or twice.
Oh, so you're thinking C.
That's what I'm feeling because...
Yeah, but like their entire... I mean, like locker rooms.
Yeah, I was going to say like sports and... other sports.
Would it be more than 30? Other sports. Because D is more than 30.
I don't think it's more than 30. That is
it
erotic
can't be. That
to
seems
me.
Weird. Yeah, I think it's C. I think it's C.
I guess the only thing is like, how close of friends are they? Because like, what if you go on vacation and you're like changing and you decide
this is
to
like
take
their
a shower?
Best friend, like childhood best friend.
Childhood? Mm-hmm. And how old are they now?
That seems like a very specific question.
This is like people who are our age.
Okay, me and Julianne may or may not be conferring in secret messages right now. We feel very family. We're taking this rather seriously. We're doing it via Zoom. It's totally
you
kosher.
Are sweeping the points right now.
Yeah. What are you guys
you
conferring?
Lose your lead. You lose your lead the second you get comfortable.
I just want to clarify one thing. Does naked include like all the body parts or he's just
naked,
his
naked.
Butt?
Booty naked, ass, naked. Everything naked. Naked, naked, naked.
Naked.
I think
she
rolled up on erect penis.
15 seconds.
All right. I think it's 2 to 10, Emma.
Yeah, let's go 2 to 10.
Are you locking it in?
I don't think so.
Okay. The correct answer for this one was... C, 2 to 10.
Thank God. Yes.
They were so defeated.
They already thought I was saying the wrong answer.
Wait, okay. So Meredith, you were saying you think that, or maybe it was Julian.
Okay,
somebody was saying that boys are more comfortable than girls being naked.
I was just going to say, I imagine like if they were on a sports team together and they had a season of practice and they were all in the locker room every day showering, you would see somebody naked more than 30 times.
Well, let's read the highlights.
I think they're more like skittish about it.
No, they're not. They whip their towel off and like whip each other in the butt.
That's true.
Whatever. One of the highlights said, A, more than 10, organized high school sports, baby. And then, so you guys had there. And then someone else said, D, more than 30, 9 months in prison. So.
That's my favorite person.
Love that for them.
Yeah.
That's one of their friends.
But is that their best friend?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That is not.
Ride or die.
Yeah. Honestly, ride or die.
The dream.
Eric, if you're not going to prison with me at the same time, then don't.
We're going to prison together for the same thing. White collar crime. Yeah, here we go. off we fucking go.
All right. Moving on.
Next category.
My personal favorite. I'm gonna barf.
Mm. Yeah.
We
great.
Already know
can't
where
wait.
This is going.
So
you
know, excited.
Team Coco. Most boys change their sheets. A, once a week. B, once a month. C, twice a month. D, twice a year.
Blair, we twice have to play nine games.
When they feel crusty.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. Think it is either twice a year or E, when they feel crusty. And the reason is because I would say that I change my sheets on the same schedule as most men in my life. And
okay. Will you repeat
Eric,
question?
The face the team Eric just made.
I support your life, but I'm judging you.
No, you should. It's like one of those things that I'll know I've reached like adulthood when I'm better about that. It's D or E. I think it's E. I think
let's
they
go
like,
E. Gross.
Yeah, let's
gross
go.
Gross shit. Let's go. Yeah. All right. We're locking in E.
All right. And the answer is not E, unfortunately.
Not
so we
E.
must pass it on to Team Eric.
Team Eric, you got this.
They're totally
okay.
in denial. fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. We should have thought about the facts. Yeah.
I think that answer E is the truth, but that they would not have said that. Like, when it's written out in front of you, they're not going to admit to it, but we all know it's true. So I think the bigger question here is, what do we think they think is socially acceptable? Do you know what I mean?
Science.
She's coming in with the psychology.
Yeah, because I think they're going to know that it's gross that they wait until they're crusty, but they do.
Okay, so we know it's not C because it's not twice a month. It's not A or C.
So it's B or D.
It's B or D. I have had a conversation with someone before about how often they change their sheets, and it was in the multiple months range. Like, after you've lost count of how many months, it's probably, you know, like, it's been more than 3, but less than 12. Like, that's...
Okay, I fully believe you, but will they admit that on a survey?
Mm. I think they think that's okay. That's the thing. Like, when I was talking to them, they were like, that's
so gross. I'm willing to say D with the caveat that if it's B, I will be upset.
Okay, well, then... Eric, how often do you change your sheets?
Yeah, how dare you ask you this question? How dare you ask? Also, by the way, my answers were tallied in these answers, by the way. So I am a part of these big tallies.
Yeah, my answers were tallied last week.
You're locking in D?
All right. And the answer is B.
No! I knew it because I knew that they wouldn't feel comfortable admitting the truth because they're gross.
I also think like, and I should have thought about this, if someone asked me how often I change my sheets, I'd be like, I don't know, like once a month. Like,
right.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Not true. I don't do that.
I know.
That's not true.
I have to come out and be honest here too. I absolutely do not.
Thank you.
Guys, I'm so good about my sheets. You're making me feel so good.
The next question is for Team Eric. What do men do after they accidentally or purposefully touch their balls? A,
nothing.
Try not to touch anything / be a little grossed out / embarrassed. B, smell their fingers. C, lick their fingers. D, tell their bros / laugh it off inside their own underwear.
Okay.
When they accidentally touch their own balls.
Because I see men going to town outside the
underwear
all the time.
Outside.
I feel like
when they actually touch their skin to skin.
How do you accidentally?
You know, as a boy, I will say, I do have these organs. And sometimes you have to readjust things. And sometimes you're just like, I don't know, fiddling around or doing stuff. Sometimes you just want to touch yourself.
Do you guys hold your boobs?
Yeah.
I just hold my boobs.
But on the outside.
I guess the question for me is like, when is it an accident?
Courtney's told me that multiple times. I'm just imagining Courtney and her like this has been something that Courtney has mentioned to me. Do you hold your, I'm like, sort of, sometimes.
Maybe.
Rather often. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
Maybe, I don't know.
So,
no, but yes.
I don't think they lick. I think it's B.
Because
I don't think it was D. D is tell their bros.
Oh,
I don't think they're like, dude, just touch my balls. I don't think they do that.
You don't, Eric, what do you do?
I answered this question. So I'm not going to tell you. That's the answer.
I think it's B.
Okay. That's what I was leaning towards. I don't think they're going to lick their fingers because that's.
I don't think they're going to lick.
I think
they're not embarrassed. They're not going to lick. And I don't think they're going to tell their bros.
My mentality is like, you smell your fingers to see if it's dirty and then wash your hands if it smells bad, and don't wash your hands if it doesn't.
I honestly think they smell just because they're curious.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing more comes
It's a curiosity.
I don't think it's like a check. I don't think it's like...
I mean, don't guys touch their balls all the time?
I wonder what that smells like all the time.
Yeah, just laugh it off.
I can't answer that. The answer is yes.
I think it's B.
Okay, I'm going to...
Are you locking it in?
Trust you, Emma.
I think we can lock in B.
Yeah, B.
Okay, everyone. The correct answer for this one, what do men do after they accidentally or purposefully touch their own balls?
Oh, shit.
Is B, smell their fingers.
Yes! Yes!
Nearly unanimous.
Yes!
Nearly a unanimous answer
Emma.
Here.
Yeah. Yes!
Okay, I don't think we got a single other answer other than smell your fingers. So,
what is
this score?
4-2? 5-2?
We just added another point for Team Blair and Emma. We'll tell you guys the score at the end, but what I'll tell you is that it's getting closer.
We have more than two, Julianne.
You have two.
No, we have three.
All right.
And you don't have one.
Go ahead and feel comfortable, Julianne. Go ahead. Feel more.
We've got two final questions, one per team.
We have some opportunities to lose points, to win some points.
All right. Team Coco. Everyone masturbates. Obviously, it's a normal part of life, but when men do it, there can be a mess. Mm-hmm. What do most men do with the mess? A, take a shower. B, wipe it on the closest, softest object. C, go to trusty jizz sock or towel. D, eat it.
All right,
once I will have to preface, this one was not unanimous. There are people who answered every single one of these.
Okay, I'm between B and C, and the reason B is throwing me, the closest softest object, is because of the word object. Like I'm like imagining them like wiping it on like a soft wall or like the rug, but like towel or sock is like specific. But if object could be like a tissue, then that makes sense.
And it's also like, I guess closest softest object, like I would like to think a lot of men masturbate in their bedrooms.
Yes.
And so like, they're not just wiping jizz all over their comforter. Like
I wouldn't be so sure, but like it's between B or C, but I'm pretty torn. Do you have an inkling one way or the other?
What, C is trusty?
It's their go-to.
I just think like a box of tissues is like the thing, or like toilet paper.
But no one said that.
Yeah, I was waiting for tissues, but like tissues not there. So then I'm like, that's the closest, softest object. If that
and we don't
think
it's shower.
All right. B. Let's do it. Let's just do it.
You're gonna lock it in.
Which answer are you locking in?
B.
Closest, softest object.
Yeah. B.
All right, and the answer is not that answer.
Yes,
so
damn it.
Eric, not you that answer.
This is it. Okay, can you repeat everything?
Team Eric, take a shower.
B, wipe it on the closest
That one.
Because
not that
A, one. Take a shower. C, go to trusty jizz sock towel. D, eat it. Yum. Yeah.
What do you think?
I have a story about this.
Okay.
I was at a work event.
Okay. Oh no.
Meeting some of my coworkers for the first time. We were helping a coworker set up a like Bumble profile. And so we were going through their camera roll to find like a cute selfie.
No.
And we swipe onto a little video that this person had made. Fully aware that this video was showing for the entire table of coworkers.
Oh my God.
He lets the video play.
No.
And the video ends with him eating it. And we all watched. So it could be COD. I know. And I have to go to work with this person. Anyway, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
All right.
Oh my God.
I think
lock
we're
it
saying
in.
D. I'm saying, we're saying C.
Okay. I agree with you, Emma.
We're locking in.
Team C. All right. And the answer is C.
Woo!
Yes. Listen, the highlights for this one were, someone said, when I was a teen, I would eat it, LMFAO.
When I was a what?
Probably, yeah, wow. Mm-hmm.
I have a question, logistically, okay, when it comes to eating it. And now, Emma, you've seen a video of it, so.
I sure have.
Is it like a lick off the hands? Like, what is, how is it happening?
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Do
it's
aim straight in the mouth?
I feel like I need to shut my mouth. I'm like, I can't.
It's
Yeah, whatever you're visualizing, keep going.
Honestly, so I would have never guessed. I can be very honest and say this has exceeded my expectations. I'm proud of you all.
To any future employers who may be listening to this.
We should all normalize sex. That's great.
Yes, actually. I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know why it's clearly
Meredith, weren't you just trying to hide your entire identity 10 seconds?
I'm going to just say Meredith, my first name, okay?
I'm changing my first name.
My whole last name. I'm fucked, y'all. It's
actually, I would like to clarify, I've never seen a penis. I don't know what sex is. Like, I'm so innocent.
Normalize sex.
I'm on Team Blair as well. Blair, no last name. Me too.
Actually, we're all named Blair and none of us have a last name.
Actually, we're all named Courtney Bell.
We're all named Courtney Bell.
Woo! Okay,
final
that's a another point on the board, but final question, guys. Team Eric.
Yeah.
This is the last one. I'd also like, I told you I wasn't going to tell you guys what
could we win scores it at this were, point.
But I'm going to let you know right now that things have changed on the scoreboard.
Yeah. And
you, both of your teams are tied.
I knew it.
Emma!
So this last question honestly is going to decide it all. Get it right, get it wrong. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm, okay. So the final question, and I'm going to barf. And for the girls, which of these real, actual, disgusting things that men really actually do is the most common male behavior from our pool? A, shitting in the shower. B, with a little throwback, tasting their own semen. C, peeing away the poop stains in the toilet. Or D, quote, dirty dicking.
What's that?
Going from one sexual partner to another without showering. All of these are of things that boys do. And all of them got votes. But which one got the most votes?
So I have a friend, it was not me, who has done the female version of dirty dicking. So I feel like that one.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards C and D because C is peeing the shit stains out of your toilet. Mm-hmm.
But are you peeing them away, like, as in you just pooped and then you stand up and you pee it away, or?
I can actually give you, I hate that I can give you personal.
This was Eric's answer.
This was not my answer, hello. I'm not going to tell you what my answer was. It could have been.
Shitting in the shower.
I did answer.
It was shitting in the shower.
I did answer one of these.
It saves water.
I will never
admit
to any of this. It's anonymous. This is an anonymous poll, okay?
Yeah, sure.
But peeing the poop stains away. So I'm so sorry.
Please
for
tell
that,
us. Lady. I don't know what this means.
There are poop stains sometimes in the toilet.
Right.
And because men have the capability of aiming their pee, it can be a game to aim your jet stream of pee at the poop stains and wash it away.
Mm-hmm. I have
so that
never
is what that was C.
heard of that. So it's like a poop stain that was there maybe from this morning and you decide to clean it up later
With your own pee.
With your own pee because cleaning your actual bathroom is too much work.
It's true. We learned that the sheets were too much. I can't even imagine what's happening in the bathroom.
I feel like almost every guy would brag about the fact that he's dirty dick. That he's had sex with multiple people in one night.
Do you think D is the answer then? Or do you think C is the answer?
We're going to give you 60 more seconds.
16? Why is this a big number?
60.
60.
Why are you being fake, Eric? We're on 16.
Also, 16 is a fake number now.
Help us. 16 fake. We hate 16. Wait, Blair, what are you feeling?
Okay, so I guess it depends on if they describe the word as disgusting, because I don't think
they didn't. They didn't. Okay. That's what we clarified. That's why I think it might be deep.
I feel like most guys would want to admit that they've had sex with multiple
that's
people in one night. Like they would
that's
want to brag about that. It's in porn.
Yeah. I'm so nervous, but I want to say I think we can lock in D. But
are you gonna lock it in?
So C.
C is interesting because Eric admitted to doing it.
10 seconds
on his podcast.
I didn't admit to doing it. I said I explained what it is.
Coco is putting the time pressure on. It's C or D.
Yeah, it's C or D.
6.
I'm gonna go with you, Emma, because you always know the right answer.
5.
Ah, this is too much pressure.
You know the right answer.
4.
Do you think it's dirty dicking?
3, 2.
I think you know.
1.
You can't.
Lock it in.
Answer.
Wait, no. She's gonna lock it in. Lock it in, Emma.
The answer we're gonna lock in is D.
Okay.
All right, we're not gonna let you know what the right answer is. We are going to move this answer also on to Team Coco.
I hate
all of the answers are in play.
I don't like this.
A, shitting in the shower. B, tasting their own semen. C, peeing away poop stains in the toilet. D, dirty dicking, going from one sexual partner to another without showering.
I think it's C.
Yeah, I also didn't think it was D, so.
Definitely don't think it's D.
Oh.
I think it's either B or C.
Cool.
Me too.
Cool.
I think C. C was what I thought the whole time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Locking it in.
Okay.
Are you locking it in?
All right, Eric, give them the answer.
All right. So not only do we have, I'll let you know right now, one team did have the correct answer, mm-hmm. and that team has won our game. The team that got the correct answer and the team that won for the girls 2021 Get Back podcast.
You can tell.
Is Team Coco. Congratulations.
I was so excited. I was like, we're going down.
Someone said, D, dirty dicking. It was fun to brag about at the time, but now that I think about it, I'm a dirty motherfucker. Someone else said, C, peeing away the poop stains in the shower is a game for every man. No matter what country or language they speak. Oh, not in the shower. In the toilet is a game for every man. No matter what country or language they speak.
Horrifying.
You have your target. You have your objective. You better have enough ammo in the tank to eliminate the stain.
Was that you, Eric?
It wasn't me, but I'm not going to lie. I agree. Out of these gross, nasty, disgusting things, I have done this.
I know. Eric said he did it.
It's a game. It's a game that everyone plays. It's literally a game that all boys play.
And he said it was a game that
ever existed.
I'm so mad at how gross this is.
I don't understand why more men would admit to doing that than dirty digging.
Yeah.
That was part of it for me, was I thought more men would admit to dirty dicking on a survey.
I think Julianne's right, though. I think not a lot of men.
Yeah. I think they genuinely haven't done it.
We want to thank you guys for playing with us.
Yeah. You guys fucking killed it. This was amazing. Congratulations to Team Coco, I guess. 1 point victory.
My team
very, very fucking close.
I would like to petition that my votes be counted separately because I would.
We'll edit it so that it seems like there's three different teams.
Yeah,
four different teams.
They're actually,
Emma is on the island. To unsign the release form for this episode.
I would just like to clarify really quick, because Courtney was lying about a couple of things earlier. Courtney's the only person in this room who has had sex. She's the only person in this room who has seen a penis.
Wait, what about Eric?
No,
he hasn't even seen him.
Okay.
He keeps his eyes shut.
Yeah. Right, I keep my eyes closed. I haven't seen anyone.
Body positivity.
Naked.
If it's only me, I'll take it. Sex positive.
Yeah, I have been delivered. I am straight. I only like women's. I only like the women's. Thank you guys again, though. Before we get going, we want to give you guys a chance to introduce yourselves, plug whatever projects you're working on, plug your social media. I guess Coco's team can go first, goddammit. The winners.
They winners.
Meredith, do you want to kick us off?
Sure, I'll kick us off. Hi, I'm Meredith Starkman. I'm based in Brooklyn. I'm a writer, actor, political organizer. And this is my endorsement to join your local Buy Nothing group and your community garden. Hey. Ooh. And find out about composting. Everyone should do it.
Fuck yeah.
You can tell I read a lot about the end of the world today.
Hey, I'm Julianne. I'm in LA. I'm an actor, comedian. And hey, follow me on Instagram. My handle is Julie Can with underscores between the I'll type it up. I'm not going to spell it. But I post funny little sketches every week or so. So give me a little follow. And hey, if you live in LA and are registered to vote in California, please vote in the recall election and say we don't want to recall him.
Team Eric?
I'm so sorry. I really tried to carry the team.
You did.
And I love
you did.
But we have a lot to talk about.
You did.
We have a lot to talk about.
A lot
I
of
will be texting privately.
Yeah. She's really mad at me. She's really mad. I'm heartbroken.
We're like a little upset. We're a little hurt.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm Emma Jo Boyden. I live in Chicago. I'm an actor, motion capture stunt performer, personal trainer, and nutrition coach. If you find yourself in Chicago, I know, oh my gosh, LOL. So amazing. So fun. It's all overwhelming. But if you find yourself in Chicago, October all the way through the end of the year, I'm doing a brand new play. It's an immersive comedy in a restaurant. So come check us out. Eat some delicious food. Yes, yes, yes.
And I'll be there in November, so I'll definitely go.
Oh my God, come check us out. That'd be so fun. Yes.
I'm Blair. I guess I have a last name. My last name is Prince.
I guess,
if you want it to be. I am just kind of living my life. I like to be pretty mysterious about what's going on in my life. I love dogs, and I am saving mm-hmm. up to build my own dog rescue. So that is my financial goals yes! for the future.
Oh my God.
Yay.
So
I'm a cry.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. I always post cute dog pictures all the time. And it is at Blair Prince.
You guys are fucking awesome. For everyone
Thank
listening,
you
can follow us on Instagram at Get Wrecked Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Get Wrecked Cast. Mm-hmm. Another reminder to back that sweet, juicy, voluptuous ass up to whatever podcast app you're listening to us on right now. And press follow, subscribe, and leave a rating and review. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm Eric and Myrick on Instagram.
And I'm Courtney Bell, spelled with a K and four L's.
Thank
Best
you for playing with us.
Ever. Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah.